Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2165, Vander Wyn Acres LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an event venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 8.99 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southwest corner of Briar Hook Road and Atlanta Road, also being the northwest corner of Atlanta Road and Owl's Nest Road. The 911 address is 22304 Atlanta Road, Seaford. The tax parcel is a portion of District 531, Map 6, Parcel 72. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, an exhibit booklet, a site plan, the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation, which did not require a TIS, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and the Sussex Conservation District. Thank you.
We thank you. Well, look who's here.
Thank you all. Good evening. My name is DJ Hughes, and I'm a licensed professional engineer, 13210 with Davis Bone and Friedel. And I am here on behalf of the applicants, Vander Wyn Acres LLC, and also have Zach Crouch of Davis Bone and Friedel with me. Believe you all have the materials from the booklet that was submitted, and there's a table of contents and then exhibit one, your first tab. I'm just going to briefly run over that, and I won't take up too much of your time, and then if you have questions, we'll be available for those. The location, as Ms. Cornwell said, is on the western side of Atlanta Road, just south of Briar Hook Road, and north side of Owl's Nest Road, basically between Seaford and Bridgeville. The conditional use area is 8.992 acres, just shy of 9 acres, and the conditional use is for special events venue. There are 40 parking spaces that are shown in the stone area, and those, it's in exhibit two. If you want to look at the conditional use plan, it does show that. There's also ample room for overflow parking. They have also an exhibit two on the conditional use plan. You can see they have a long drive that goes back to the primary area where the events will be held, where the larger barn is, and the pavilion, and then the patio out back. So there's no concerns with cars stacking out onto the road or anything like that. There's also no houses, I believe, within a quarter mile of where the barn facility is. So there's no, shouldn't be any issues with noise or anything like that. There's no federal wetlands, no 100-year floodplain within the entire site or the conditional use area. And DLDOT responded with a SF support facilities report saying no TIS is required. We received fire marshal approval as well. That's also the DLDOT's in exhibit six, fire marshal approvers in exhibit seven, and then we also have photos in exhibit three that show the work that's been done investing in making this a nice facility for folks to have events at. And unless you all have any questions, that's all I had.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We're going to start with Mr. Hopkins.
Well, I drove in there yesterday afternoon, and it looks like a great place for a venue.
Yeah, I agree. There's pretty nice pictures in here that show.
Like it's far enough away, nobody's going to hear the music, and unless they put the speakers on the outside of the building, maybe.
Yeah, I agree, and I mean, even I don't think that's planned. The applicants are here to answer any questions, but you know, like I said, it's about a quarter mile to the closest home, and they own the immediate area surrounding on each side of the conditional use area, and that's a pretty good distance in each direction. So, and it's set back very far from the road, so you know, it's, I think it's a very nice setting for the events venue.
So I looked in the big barn area, and looked like it was dining on the bottom. And what is that? Is that does the events take place upstairs in the barn? Is that what?
No, that's a good point. The fire marshal approval is for the bottom floor of the barns.
Okay.
So I think they might be allowed to go up there to take pictures or something like that. But they can't have the actual events up there.
That's too bad.
I believe that would require adding sprinklers.
They could tie it into the irrigation system they have out there in the field.
Well, Actually, that would be a nice try, but sprinklers actually have to have their own separate connections.
No more questions, thanks.
It's not the sprinkler, it's the tank and the pump that gets in trouble.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
I don't have any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Ms. Stevenson.
My only question is, when are you going to get in trouble for trespassing on somebody's property?
I wasn't going to mention that.
I didn't see any cameras.
Just doing his job.
It is on a record, though.
No, that was all.
That it?
That's it. Land use goes pretty cut and dry.
No questions?
Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
None here. I just, while everybody's here, we've done a bunch of these, and if you're thinking about approving it, I would just ask to defer it, not for any reason, but just, you know, to make sure that it's consistent with what we do on other ones, that's all, so.
Well, it's time to prepare a comprehensive motion.
Yep.
If that's in fact how we go. So we'll see. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
All right, thank you.
While we're doing that, Mr. Chairman, just saying that for everybody's benefit, that shouldn't hang up timing because we'll be able to get action on it before it goes to council anyway.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2165 Vanderwen Acres LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2165? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.